to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Welcome to another edition of Rabbitohs Radio. My name is Grant Chappell. This is the Captain's Run edition of Rabbitohs Radio, where I've got a chat with head coach Jason Demetriou. JD was in pretty good spirits. Thought the boys looked pretty relaxed as they went through their paces when unopposed. Captain's Run, just the first graders down there because New South Wales Cup is playing tomorrow at 1:30 before the main game. So their captain's run will be this afternoon. So they didn't have any of those guys because half of them have got jobs and they're working. And the other ones are full-time. But, yeah, boys look pretty relaxed and calm. Cam was sort of cruising out the back. Didn't take part in a lot of it. Going to be given every chance to play. Sort of a bit of a niggle there. And plus, obviously, he worked his backside off last week with 55 tackles. So Captain Cam will more than likely be taking his place. Everything else looked pretty hunky-dory down there. There was a little funny moment there. Shaq and Latrell had a bit of a kick-off, goal kicking from the sideline, and wouldn't believe it, the bit that I seen, Shaq come over the top and nailed a couple from the sideline, the big fella. So a bit of confidence booster going into tomorrow for Shaq. I'm sure he's going to make a difference when it comes to the game and the results. His footwork is something that I think he's got over some of the other forwards in our side. JD has a chat about him a bit later on when I do get to that. Keith McCraw, boss of the juniors, was down there. Good to see Keithy. He's been a big supporter of the program ever since we started, and that continues again this year, 2024, our relationship. Yeah, he was pretty calm, JD, so I'm hoping everyone gets out there tomorrow. Looks like I'm doing the post-match P&O members function up in that northwestern corner. If you're a member of the Rabbitohs, come down. Be interviewing one of the injured players, I presume. Haven't had a great context about it with the game day staff. I'm going to have a chat to them a bit later on. So make sure you get up to the members function. And here's my chat with JD at the Heffron High Performance Centre. Mate, tough loss to the Roosters, mate. How the boys responded?
They've been really good, actually, chaps. It's, I think we put so much emotion into the game, we probably put it in the areas that we didn't need to, in terms of things about big plays and whatever, and we just didn't get the start right. And they got the jump on us physically, and as we've seen in the past, when we've done it, the scoreboard ticked over, and it was disappointing in the end. It felt like the harder we tried, the worse it got.
Yeah, well, I suppose we were a man short. The bounce of the ball didn't go our way, and they didn't miss a goal, so the score line sort of looks probably worse than it is, and you're never going as bad as you think you are, and you're never flying as much as you think you are either, mate.
Yeah.
Jackie Whiten, a bit of a positive there. I thought he played well. Energy was there, had a lot of carries.
Yeah.
Defensively, probably got a little bit to learn because he had to step one out from 5'8 to centre.
Yeah, I felt he was probably... It's interesting because you get players that have achieved what Jack's achieved, but again, like I said before in the press conference, there's that much care and emotion and desire to want to do well that probably channel it in the wrong areas, and Jack probably lost his head a little bit there because he just wanted to get in and do his job for the boys. But I thought he fixed that in the second half, and we started to see how good he's going to be for us. But I said it early on when they talked about Jack coming back, it's going to take a month for him to get into this team and get comfortable with how we play, but we saw enough on the weekend to know that it's going to be good for us.
I mean, both centres rolled the sleeve. I thought Ozzie Tass was strong too.
Yeah, I thought it was his best game, Tassie.
I was playing the Roosters. Yeah. Had his biggest moments against the Chookies.
I think that's one of the things I said to the boys. It's the inside of that performance. There's some really good individual performances. I thought our skipper was phenomenal again. And guys like Tassie, I thought Cody started to show some signs, getting some mojo back with the ball and getting his hands on the ball more often too, which was good. And it's just about putting that collective group effort in now.
And we've got to look at that team mentality and a defensive mindset going into the Dogs game. Look, they've just come off a pretty good win.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, every team's beatable. If we're playing at our best, we can beat anyone, JD.
Oh, and that's the thing. The boys know that. But we've got to get our front door in order first, and that's our defence. You know, we've shown signs that it's there, and then we've shown signs where, you know, on last plays, we're not. I think we've conceded something like 8 tries on the last play. So we just got a bit more urgency to be first to the ball. And stop putting ourselves under scoreboard pressure, which is affecting our attack as well. But I've seen a good turn for the boys this week, so looking forward to it.
It was a tough one to do, though. The pack was sort of well beaten in parts of the game. But I thought he found the grass a lot in that second half. His kicking game came to its own.
Again, he'll be better for it. You know, it's a massive ask to come in your first game of the year against the Roosters. The team's 0-2, sorry, so... I thought he did enough to show that he'll get better for it this week.
And the Reggies had a good win, good comeback from Thomas Fletcher and Isaac Thompson.
Yeah, very good. Again, that's why I'm excited. You know, watch our reserve grade play, and there's Fletcher and Isaac and Jai Gray and Pete Mamazelis. So there's some real talent underneath. So we just got to get our season started, and what the team looks like in round 3 is going to be very different than what it looks like in round 23.
And what's the thinking there? Shaki coming in, had a good game up against the Bronx. He comes back in, and Cheeks, a little bit more foot speed.
Yeah, I just think we've been playing 4 middles, and it's not really working with our rotations, and that's on me. But I feel like just going back to that 2 big men for 2 big men in the middle, and then having that ball playing task to take some pressure off captain as well. And the good thing about Cheeks, he can play in the outside backs, and he can play in the back row. So
he covers a bit.
He just brings effort, and that, at the moment, that's what we need, blokes that are willing to roll their sleeves up and do their job, and I think he does that well.
Plenty of experience. He's a real pro, mate. We've got our first home game for the year. Got a couple coming up. Bet the boys are looking forward to it. The Mortimer McCarthy Cup, a couple of big names in rugby league.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Idols for me growing up watching them play, so, it's always adds a little bit of spice to the contest, but, you know, a packed house at a core for our first home game of the year. Good Friday, doesn't get much better. Pretty excited.
Should be some good verbal between Cody and Blake Taff.
Hopefully we're on the better end of it.
Yeah, I think we should be, mate. Anyway, good luck tomorrow afternoon, nice. Buddy, on Good Friday.
Thanks, chaps. Thanks very much. Cheers, mate. Thanks.
We would like to thank our valued sponsors here at Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Daryl Lee, The Juniors, NG Farrow Real Estate, Blast Pit, Ramos Bricklaying, Bunnaby Water, Adam Sampson Finance, Oz Snow, and Site Pizza.